This is Twit.
All right, this next one is very much a power user feature that I think folks are going to kind of ooh and ah for sure. And I am curious to hear how you make use of Bluetooth devices with your iPad. Yes, folks, you can use Bluetooth devices with your iPad, or I should say Bluetooth input devices with your iPad.
Yes, yes. Bluetooth input devices, though, you know, Bluetooth speakers work as well. But I'm sure more people are familiar with the idea of connecting a Bluetooth keyboard with their iPad, because that's been around for quite a long time. Logitech used to be pretty much the only people selling iPad keyboards. I remember I had a great one for, I think it was the original iPad Mini. It was a flat keyboard with a little slot in it, and you could put the iPad in there, and then the slot like tilted at a certain angle, but it slid on like a smart cover. The whole thing was kind of crazy, but it was great, and I miss that device. If Logitech make them again, then somebody please let me know, because I'd love that for my new iPad Mini. But nowadays, you can connect more than just a keyboard. You could connect, for example, a Bluetooth MIDI device to GarageBand or similar, but you can also connect a good old-fashioned mouse to your iPad and go ahead and use it. So this, for context, people, is a Logitech MX Master 3, which charges via USB-C, the same as the iPad, quite handy, and I just paired this to my iPad using Bluetooth. So inside of the settings, I opened up the Bluetooth options, put the mouse into pairing mode, it popped up, and then I tap pair, and now, I have the ability to just mouse around my iPad. Anybody watching the video will notice there's a little sort of dark gray circle that is moving around as I move my mouse, and that's the cursor. But if I mouse over something, for example, if I were going into, and I'll pick drafts for this because I know this works really well, if I mouse over one of the buttons, then it changes the area behind it, and it changes the actual cursor itself, which is really handy so that you can actually, you know, keep an eye on where your cursor is. But there's more you can do, and this is actually the inspiration for the show. Last week in the Club Twitch chat room, somebody was asking, hey, universal control's cool, but how do I change the scroll direction of my mouse? Turns out there's a bunch of things that you can change related to your mouse, and if you've got a trackpad, for example, through the Magic Keyboard, or a Bluetooth mouse connected to your iPad, then these definitely show up in settings under general trackpad and mouse. And then you can do things like disable natural scrolling, which I'm sure for some people feels anything less than natural, and then that will change the direction of how the scroll wheel works to be more Windows-like, for example, or how it used to be before Mac implemented natural scrolling and broke everyone's brains a bit. For trackpads, there's also tap-to-click and two-finger secondary click. And then you can also specify what the secondary click on your device does. So if you look at a mouse, then you've got obviously the left mouse button and the right mouse button. We are in the modern world where even Mac mice have more than one button, depending on how many fingers you click. And you can specify what the second one should do. So if I am on my home screen, then nothing happens here. But if I right-click on something in my dock, which is a bad example because that is behind my picture. There we go. I'll click on Safari. Then it gives you the context menu, which is the same menu that pops up when you tap and hold. And it's worth noting that there are a couple of other things that you can do with this as well. If you pop into the accessibility settings, now you might be going, wait, accessibility settings? Yeah, accessibility settings. Under pointer control, there's some things that you can do. So, for example, increase your contrast, making it darker. You could, increase the size of it. So if you want it to be pretty large, then you can do that or shrink it back down. And you can adjust your scrolling speed. But there's more. There's more, Micah, mm-hmm. which I love this. I believe it's under assistive touch, and I'm going to get this wrong, but there is the option under mouse keys. So accessibility, assistive touch, or touch, assistive touch, mouse keys. You need to turn this on, but then you can actually go ahead and you'll be able to turn on various different things with this. Or is it not mouse keys and I'm remembering things incorrectly? I've forgotten where this is, Micah. Oh, dear.
I don't
changed it just
either.
Before the show. Custom gestures. Custom gestures would allow you to do, for example, things like drawing a specific direction and then having that do a thing. So you can make that happen, which is quite similar to, say, the custom Logitech options, but there are some more options, which Here we go. Sorry. Devices. Under devices, then you can customize additional buttons. Now, the Logitech MX Master, the one that I've picked for today's show, I picked because it's got about 11,000 buttons on here, including one right between the two mouse buttons below the scroll wheel, which actually adjusts the scroll information. But there's one underneath the thumb pad. There's two on the side right next to the horizontal scroll and all sorts. So if I press one of these buttons, then I can then customize what this does. So I can say, for example, that it should do a tap and hold or reveal the dock. So now I tap this and it shows my dock and it hides my dock. And that's just a button on my mouse opening and closing the dock for me.
That's awesome.
So it is worth checking these things out, because I know that a lot of people think, oh, accessibility settings, like I don't need accessibility settings. You can change things like the minimum font size on your device and shrink the font size a bit more if you wanted to. Though, as a warning, some apps may perform slightly weirdly or look a bit odd with that. But there's so much in Assistive Touch that you can change, which I really like.
Yes, I agree. Again, that's settings, general, accessibility. Well, I guess it just, you jump straight to accessibility. And then that section is under devices under the pointer devices heading. So yeah, you can go in and set that up exactly how you want it. And I love having those extra shortcut keys if we need to use those.